AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now the time is 9 minutes past eight. Up to 1,100 people hit by the so-called super flu are predicted to be in hospital over this coming week, Christmas week. And joining me now to discuss this is Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary. Good morning to you, Minister. How badly stretched are our hospitals going to be? Certainly Phil Nihay from the INMO has suggested that this is being mismanaged and there aren't going to be enough staff to cope with the influx.
There's no question but that this is a severe and difficult flu. We saw that from Australia. You know, in the summer, it always hits there first. We knew that it would hit hard and we knew that it would hit early. And we've had a vaccination program rolling since September, which is going better than last year and it's making a difference. But there are 600 people in hospitals over this weekend with different respiratory viruses, overwhelmingly flu, a small amount of RSV, though we have had a very good vaccination scheme on that, which has really changed the picture for very young children. You might recall 2 years ago, it was very bad with RSV, not so this year. But this is a bad flu and I would encourage anybody that can get vaccinated, please do get vaccinated, because actually the hospital system is managing very well, and we can discuss the reasons for that. But people will be going back to work as well in and back to school and back to everything in January, and you know there could be another hit or another wave of it there. So get vaccinated if you can. There are HSE clinics all around the country. If you go to hse.ie, you can see the lists. But also basic things, good hand hygiene, mind the vulnerable, and take your GP's advice. We've paid for a lot of extra GP hours this winter to support people with respiratory viruses, and you know you should expect to be able to access them with your GP. But flu is difficult to predict, and while this hospital system is certainly coping this weekend, and really we have extraordinarily low trolley figures, it's really quite extraordinary.
Is it not unfortunate that we would describe 1,300, over 1,300, almost 1,400 people as low trolley figures? Because the INMO figures from last week said that's how many people were on trolleys in this country,
so
1,400.
Like last night, we have 29 hospitals in this country, as you know. Last night, there were 91 people on trolleys across 29 hospitals. The patient, like on Saturday morning, there was 83, and 17 of those had zero people on trolleys, including Vincent's, which has had a very up and down performance over this year. So there were 17 hospitals on Saturday morning with no people at all on trolleys. So we have what we consider to be a hospital that's either in green, or it's in amber or in red, depending on the number of people are on trolleys, because people wait on the trolleys until there's a bed going up in the hospital. And depending on the size, you know, there might be 10 people on trolleys, and that's manageable, that's tolerable, that's okay.
Okay, so
as they progress through the hospital system.
Is Phil Nihay then entirely wrong? Because she has said it is impossible with the current situation to provide safe care in hospitals. So is she wrong? Is that just hyperbole on the part of the INMO?
Well, I think Phil was highlighting in particular how many people she and I both want recruited into the hospital system, how many vacancies there are. And she is absolutely not wrong about that. There are a lot of vacancies that have been funded by the government that haven't been recruited. And there are too many agency staff that haven't been able to be converted or given the encouragement to move over to full-time staff. So she and I are completely aligned on that. But I have to look at the figures in a comparative way. I mean, in the flu season last year, when I started in this job, there were 617 people on trolleys the bank holiday Tuesday after St. Bridget's weekend in February. Last night there was 91. That is a completely different perspective from patient safety.
And what are you putting that down to, Minister?
It's a consistent... The other thing, it's a consistent performance. Well, we started this year, you know, looking at that and saying this just can't happen. And while there had been improvements made over the previous 2 years, in particular, we did something different this year. We went after the full implementation of the public-only consultant contract, which means working at weekends for consultants. And then we also went back to a trade union agreement that had been existed since 2008, been paid for since 2008, and that was the 5/7. We went back over that, went back to that to implement that,
okay,
and got union agreement to do that. And we have sustained that every single day. There is a trolley call. I joined it on Friday, going through site by site by site. a what the pressure is, okay, how it's being managed, and how crucial.
So you would argue that we're actually in a better position in terms of
we're
of
in a dramatically. Dramatically, the Sunday night before Christmas, in the middle of flu season, to have 28 hospitals, which is the case last night, 28 hospitals out of 29 in a green situation. I would take that on a good day in the summer. We are really managing this well this winter. And while while flu is extremely difficult to predict and it could go very badly wrong next week or the first week of January, what I'm seeing, though, is the system recovering extremely well. All of the Dublin regions, Dublin North, Dublin Midlands, Dublin South East, with two or three exceptions for a day or two here and there, are consistently green. The Midwest, Limerick has improved
But nonetheless, flu is spreading. The most recent figures I have here is over 3,000 cases of flu in the week coming up to the end of the second week of December. Was it a mistake for the HSE not to buy the enhanced flu vaccine in this year, citing cost, of course, as a reason for not doing so?
No, I don't think so. And we had a good call, spoken with the chief medical officer on this a number of times. The World Health Organization at the beginning of the year recommends which vaccine to get, and that's the one that we bought. And the enhanced flu vaccine, there isn't an awful lot of data to show it's dramatically better. And even if you look at the lived experience, Australia had the enhanced flu vaccine, the UK had the enhanced flu vaccine, and both of them had much more severe flu seasons than we're experiencing. We're doing relatively well, I say caution in a cautionary way, because we have a reasonably good vaccine uptake that's better than last year. There's still loads of scope for people to get the vaccine. If you haven't had it, it is your best protection against what is a very severe flu. But we've also been managing people going through hospitals in a much better way than we would have this time last year or the year before, when we had numbers of 800 and 900 people on trolleys. And 29 hospitals.
Yeah, Minister, the INMO are asking for mandated masks in hospitals. Why hasn't that been brought in?
Well, that's up to the hospital management on site and to examine, what's necessary there. What we are asking people to do is to really use their best judgment and not come.
So are you saying that's nothing to do with you? That's not on your watch?
That's a clinical decision that's made, and there are good reasons. There are different reasons for doing that or not doing that. At the moment, that's not what we're mandating, but people can make very good choices as well. And the crucial choice that we're asking people not to make is to not come into hospitals if you really don't need to. There are restrictions in certain areas to protect people from flu, and we're asking people to just use their best judgment and protect vulnerable people, particularly
and
those in hospitals.
Obviously, the INMO are asking for those masks. Are they asking their members to get vaccinated?
Well, that's a very important piece too. We have 31% of our healthcare workers are vaccinated. It's higher in some sites than others.
Extraordinarily low.
It could be higher. There's no question about that. And I'd certainly encourage any healthcare worker to take up the vaccination that is being made available and for free and in many cases on site. There may be other healthcare workers who have gotten the vaccination elsewhere that aren't included in those figures. But it's 31%. Last year it was 27%. So it's an improvement on that. But of course, I'd love to see more healthcare workers.
And why aren't we seeing? I mean, these are people who work at the coalface, they get sick, the whole... So they have a choice.
It's their choice, we're not in a situation where we're telling people that they must do this, that, and the other. But we are asking, and we're trying to make it as convenient and as available as possible. Certainly when I was in Limerick, there was a fantastic nurse there who was vaccinating nearly everybody that walked past her. She grabbed me by the arm and said, "Come here, have you got your vaccination?" I said, "No, I'm doing it on Tuesday." She jabbed me in the arm and got the vaccination done. Limerick have a vaccination rate of, I think, about 60%.
And you're saying it will continue to be an issue of choice if you work in hospitals with vulnerable patients, sick patients, you still have a choice whether or not to be vaccinated.
I would encourage every healthcare worker to get the vaccination. Their choice.
Lastly, before I let you go, two further hospitals deemed non-compliant with public pay rules. We already knew about the Royal Hospital, and we knew, I think it was about, was a Kappa, but now we have Piemont. No, we knew about St John's Hospital, but there's in Limerick, four hospitals now where the head of the hospital is earning more money than they should on public pay scales. What's going to be done about that, Minister?
Well, the first is they're in breach of the public pay scales. That's the first and most important thing to say. There's no question that has not been sanctioned, and that is being examined with the Department of Public Expenditure Reform and the Chief Executive of the HSE. There's no entitlement and authority to do that, and I can assure you that will be followed up.
Minister, thank you very much for joining us. That is Minister for Health there, Jennifer Carroll McNeill.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.